is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. All my Uber drivers, my Lyft drivers, delivery drivers, hospital workers, officers, military, my people holding it down, my people cleaning, my people cooking, my people chopping it up, my people driving home, my people driving to work, my people relaxing, my people building, the construction workers, everybody tuned in and locked in. Thank you so much. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. If you don't have it on your phone, what the hell is wrong with you? Put it on your phone. Thank you to everybody listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can always tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine, and ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. The NBA season is underway. Damn. New York Knicks are getting lit up. It's only the first quarter. Goodness. 40-20. 43-22. The Boston Celtics lead the New York Knicks. Jason Tatum, he's having himself a time. Last time he was on a basketball court competitively, he wasn't playing in the Olympics. In the first quarter, he has 15 points and 4 threes. Yeah, Jason Tatum's like, you didn't play me in the Olympics for what? I'm going to tell you. Wait until he actually plays the Warriors. I think that's next month. Jalen Brunson leading the way for the Knicks with 6 points. Karl Anthony Towns with 4. And this isn't even, I don't want to say the biggest matchup, right? Because in about 2 hours from now, we're going to see. I expect it. I think we all expect it. Bronny James making his NBA debut. Whoop-de-freaking-do, right? What's Bronny going to go out there and do? You have a triple-double? Nah. I don't think. Hickey, will Bronny play more than 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
I'll be surprised if it's more than 3.
Ouch. It's just a photo op today, huh?
Get on and get off.
Well, I mean, they got the Griffies in there. Ken Griffey showing up with his dad, and they'll take pictures and photos. Okay. We'll see. Well, outside of that, the Minnesota Timberwolves are in Minnesota. You know, who am I kidding? Not 2 hours. That game gets started in about, Hickey, is that 2 hours? That's an hour, right? No, 2 hours? They play.
What, 9:30 is it? Eastern? 10 o'clock?
Oh, well, we'll be gone, Hickey. Damn.
We'll be gone. But that means we can settle in, lock in, and anticipate greatly the moment Bronny steps on the court.
Man, they already showed the Bronny entrance into the Staples Center, or whatever the hell they call that crap now. Crypto Crap Arena, whatever it is. They showed Bronny walking in, and I'm like, okay, whoop-de-freaking-do.
Did he walk in himself?
He walked in by. He can't walk in with his dad. Come on.
Is he living at home? Do we know?
I don't know. Did you see the commercial from today?
I did.
A Nike commercial where they leave home, which I don't think Bronny stays. At this point, do you want to stay in that house?
I don't think you can. If you want any sort of respect as a professional, you can't.
Can't stay at home in your room with mommy and daddy?
No.
Have your own condo somewhere downtown, right?
Anywhere. Yeah, live in the arena for all you need.
The commercial, LeBron, he hazed him. He was pouring Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles into his Lamborghini truck. Of course. And LeBron ran into his Maybach. And, Bronny just Fruit Loops or whatever, Fruity Pebbles came rolling out of his car, all of it. And it was a Nike commercial. LeBron said, make sure you're late, not late, rookie. And okay, nice. I hope he has a good career. I hope. There's a lot of attention, with good reason, because he's LeBron's son. I just hope it adds up. Time will tell. We'll talk more about Bronny and LeBron and get into the Timberwolves and the Lakers. We'll do that next hour before the game starts, since we won't be here when the game is on. The phone number, if you want to call up, you can do so. You can call us. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. You know, speaking of LA, we're going to have a chat in about 20 minutes, Scott Schrader is going to join us to talk USC football. Yeah, we talked about all the good teams yesterday, what Oregon's doing, what the Georgia Bulldogs were able to do, what Tennessee did to Alabama. We talked about the good teams. Well, let's stay on the L.A. vibe because, come on, we got the Dodgers in the World Series. We got the Lakers starting the season up, and we'll talk about USC. What the hell is their problem? I don't know. Maybe joining the Big Ten is not necessarily the biggest and the best for them. We'll get into that in a little while. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. John is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, J.R., it's been a long time since I called. Big Browns fan. We got into it about the Chicago. I said they shouldn't have got Caleb and got all the draft picks. But, hey, this Tariq Woolen guy, who's a cornerback for the Seahawks,
yes,
kind of gets caught saying, you know what I'm talking about, gets caught sending out this stuff about him taking free, I guess, streaming illegal TV and then saying, hey, if it's free, it's for me.
No, I'm not. Whoa, slow down, John. I'm not familiar. Fill me in. I know who Tariq Woolen is. He goes by Reek now, okay, but go ahead.
He mocked some player that did something on the field with a meme, and when it got caught and he streamed it out to whatever on his phone, it showed that he was using that TV that's called...
I don't need to know the name. John, yeah. You getting secondhand information in the back? Who has the real information?
My son is the one that paid attention, but you know he's not a big talker. If you want to ask him the exact stuff, he can tell you. He saw it all.
No, I don't need to know the name of the site. But you're saying he illegally streamed the game?
At least here he is. He'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got family affair.
Yeah, hey, so I'm not going to name the site, but basically what had happened was is he's an injured player.
I know who he is.
And he was watching the Seahawks game,
okay,
and he used an illegal streaming site to watch the game. He broadcasted a tweet talking about the game, but he accidentally linked the website during his tweet. Somebody called him out on it,
okay,
and he responded in a tweet saying, if it's free, it's for me.
Okay, so you guys are asking me my opinion on that, or you guys want him to get booted out of the NFL?
I'm not booted out of the NFL, but I would think somebody would, you know, talk to that guy and say, listen, man, if you're going to break the law, kind of, you don't do it publicly and then admit it. You know, it just seems
I'm sure that he got a call from the Seahawks public relations department. And I'm sure he got a call maybe down the line or a letter will be coming from the NFL. But I don't think he's going to be publicly chastised to it because the last thing the NFL wants to do is bring attention to a problem that doesn't just plague the NFL. It plagues all sports. And it really boils down to there are billions of dollars that are lost just with streaming. And it's not just sports, whether it's movies. I mean, we know piracy is huge. And it's easy to be a pirate now just because of technology. And it's almost a shell game. It's almost impossible to
catch.
And
you're right. Everybody does it, just not pro athletes. But one of the people said that, you know, this guy makes millions of dollars. Not that justifies being whatever.
Not that it matters.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not that it matters. I mean, it makes a million. Let me tell you something. I ain't running around on Tariq Woolen's salary, all right? But you know what I don't want to do if I'm sitting on my couch? You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to get up to go get my credit card. You know that? As simple as that. Who wants it? Let me tell you something. Having a lot of money doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're just going to be willing to pay for something. Like what he said, if I don't have to, he's not going to do it. My point is there are a lot of stories, and I know plenty of people with tons of money. I don't mean they want to spend it. I don't think you got to be rich or poor. Who likes spending money? I don't think that changes with your income.
What you buy probably does. That's all that really changes.
Not necessarily, John. I know a lot of people with a lot of money. You wouldn't know what they have. It's just it's what it is. It's an unfortunate thing. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you. As long as you ain't stealing, we good.
I just thought it was silly that, you know, he had not enough sense to kind of protect himself. Well, that's all.
People do dumb things every day. I think we know that.
That's true, indeed. Just count me in on that list. Hey, have a good one, man.
Always a good show. Well, thank you. You and your son have a good evening. Thank you. Hickey, you want to know what I just stole?
Oh, what's that?
Some of their time. I appreciate it, John.
Nice.
And son. I like how he said, hey, my son is not much of a talker. I get his son on the list. I love his son. His son was, I was like, man, not much of a talker. Look at what he's doing.
Come he on. Was not shy.
He was not. Good for them. The next time both of you, tell your son to call up. Not that I don't like you, but tell your son to call. Good stuff. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who do we have here? Larry is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, Larry?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I want to know how come Jared Goff can't get no love, man. Man, he don't get no love.
Love. Hold on a second, Larry. Come
on. Go ahead, man.
Love, that's very broad. You're referring to, are you referring to for me? Are you talking in a general sense? Or what are you, that's very broad.
I mean, from all the people.
The people.
That are journalists, the broadcasters.
All right.
And that might include you.
It might. Well, we talk about the Lions quite frequent. Well, it might. Well, you just called up to complain.
No, man. That includes you, brother.
So you're not asking, you're telling me.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen to these records. He's had 45 completions in a regular season game. He had the most pass attempts with a perfect passer rating of 33. And he had the most pass attempts in a game without an interception, 18. He don't get no love. I mean, people want to talk about Lamar Jackson. They want to talk about Patrick Mahomes. They want to talk about Brock Purdy. They want to talk about
Larry,
Baker Mayfield.
Larry,
how
stop.
About Jared Goff, man?
Larry, that so I can't answer for anybody else. Like, I asked you very specifically, were you referring to me or people? And then first you said people, and then you said it might include you, which would be me, and then you said it is me. But what you just said is highly inaccurate. I haven't gone in depth on the Detroit Lions, as you just said. We certainly talked about them yesterday as they just beat the Minnesota Vikings. What I have talked about is how prolific their offense is. I've said that a lot. And he's the engine. If it wasn't for a Lamar Jackson, then this guy would probably be leading for MVP votes. Lamar Jackson, what he is doing is otherworldly. That doesn't take away from Jared Goff. And this is what happens when you're at the top, Larry. It's real simple. People want to see you take that next step and get to the next level. The fact that nobody is bigging him up is actually a compliment to him. And as you say, this is directly to me. There ain't been a word out of my mouth about Brock Purdy because the 49ers are currently suffering with injuries. I mean, you started naming other quarterbacks. There's not a word uttered because they're not good. Let me tell you what's good. When there is an expectation that what takes place in the regular season isn't the peak. If I'm the Detroit Lions, and he had to answer questions about this in the postseason. Well, what about the 49ers and their weapons? Or what about this? Jared Goff stood there and said, what about our weapons? And they got tons of them. The fact that nobody has a word to say is to his benefit. He's good. There's an expectation to be good. You know, I've never met a kid, Larry, who comes home from school every day with an A+. You know, when he's whooping ass in school every day, nobody comes home. It's what's expected. And so for the Lions, great for Jared Goff. We're going to spend more time on the Lions when they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And we'll probably start lighting them up for the good or for the bad come January when the games really matter. Leave this time right now for the bums. What this man, Lamar Jackson, is doing is otherworldly. And there are high expectations for him because he's won MVPs. Let's see what Goff does. It's not the worst thing in the world right now for people not to talk about him. Let people do the talking come January, and hopefully for good reasons. It's the JR Sportbree Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Jared Goff is not a USC guy. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about USC. We're going to talk about another California school. Scott Schrader is going to join us, and I want to ask him, what the hell is wrong with USC? Why can't USC win a close game? Why are they blowing these leads? What's going on with Lincoln Riley? Why does the team suck? I'm going to get some answers. Oh, yeah, we go on very West Coast. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the Celtics starting their season. That's on the East Coast. And somebody just called, asked about the Lions. That's the Midwest. I'm in the South. Now it's time to go out West. We got some Laker action tonight. We got some USC action. I don't know how good it's going to be. But to talk about USC, get into some college football, joining us right now is Scott Schrader. Covers all things USC football for On3. Hey, Scott, thank you for taking the time and joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Now, unfortunately, you have seen a lot of bad football. This is not going well for USC, 3-4, blowing every game possible. What's the largest and biggest issue where they can't close these games out?
Yeah, you know, they have. They've been in position to have the lead in all seven games this season in the fourth quarter, and, you know, they've had opportunities to really close them out by just one more score. And, you know, it just seems like it's a turnover of some sort. You know, on some occasions you had an interception, ball was run back to the 18-yard line in the last game and went in for an easy touchdown from there. But, yeah, USC's one of those teams where, you know, it was one of those years where I thought maybe 9-3 was going to be kind of a really, really good season. And looking back, you know, you have to look at injuries and stuff like that they've had, which affects them on defense. But offensively, it's just been the offensive line has been inconsistent with the pass protection. So I think it's a combination of maybe some game management. You know, maybe some going away from the run when it's working. You need to take some time off the clock. You know, it's hard to put my finger on it, but it just seems like all four losses have been like Groundhog Day, the movie. You know, I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah, analyst Scott Schrader is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Most recently, a loss against Maryland. This hasn't been the introduction to the Big Ten that they wanted. How do you think that's factored in?
Well, I think that there's probably a factor of the travel element. I don't know how much that's going to impact you, but, you know, so USC certainly has probably flown an hour on average to their away games, except when they go to Washington and Oregon, and leaving the time zones and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, you know, I think there is a fact that the Big Ten does have bigger players than in the conference they were playing in before, so I think there's that element. But, yeah, it seems like a pretty weak excuse, you know, going to the Big Ten, because some of the teams that they're losing to in the Big Ten right now, you know, people would have bet their house that USC wouldn't have lost to them. So, yeah, it's just been a really, really wild, crazy year.
With all the expectations and having Lincoln Riley, this is a team that was ranked almost top 10. That seems like a long time ago. How much longer or how much rope is Lincoln Riley going to get given the current situation?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff. Look, he's the head football coach getting paid a whole lot of money. So, you know, he obviously is going to have the finger pointing at him. But at the same time, there was a lot going on when he got to USC. That was kind of the advent of name, image, and likeness and kind of, you know, we know what it is. It's pay for pay with these high school kids, which is no big deal to me, but, you know, we should just call it what it is. USC's NIL program really didn't get funded properly until this year. So they were missing out on some recruits that might have been able to help them here, you know, on the offensive line and defensive line. They had a lot of catching up to do on the offensive line. There was stuff that was going on that, you know, was out of his control. So I think there is an element of that to where they weren't going to get to where they wanted to be year three like you typically would have. If you would have eliminated the NIL factor from recruiting, you know, they probably would have enough guys right now to be. I mean, it's crazy to say they're a play away here and there from being 7-0. You know, you certainly don't want to hear your head football coach say that after a fourth loss. But I mean, that is the reality. They're really not that far off from being a good team. That doesn't mean they're going to be this year, but they're certainly not playing garbage football and getting their butts kicked every week.
Scott Schrader is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers USC for On3, head analyst. You talk about NIL, and we see the effect that it's had on football programs, even basketball programs, all over college. How is USC built to compete into the future with all of the, let's just say, things are up in the air with conference realignment, NIL? How are they built to compete into the future?
You know, I think this is actually, I've been covering USC, this is now year 22. So I've seen the really, really good times, the really, really bad times, and then the kind of in-between times. And I've never considered USC in a position to sustain a really strong football program until after the Pete Carroll years, anyways, I'm talking about. Until now, they have a really, really strong athletic department. They have one of the best athletic directors in the country in Jen Cohen. They have an outstanding football staff across the board. We're talking about the, you know, the position coaches all the way through the support staff part, and their NIL program is finally thriving. So, you know, and that's going to help them withstand some of this, you know, these losses. You know, the record right now, they're 3-4, but they still have, you know, a pretty decent amount of recruiting momentum. So that is in large part because the NIL program finally caught up to the rest of the country.
Is there anything in you, for all the years that you've been covering USC, is there anything in you that looks at the realignment and looks at the future of the Pac-2 to be the new Pac-8, hopefully again Pac-12? Is there anything that feels lost?
Well, you know, for me being from the West Coast, you know, we love the Pac-12. The Pac-12 was viewed, you know, as a weak conference, and maybe it was deserved at times, you know, whatever. But, you know, there's an element of the West Coast kind of feels like it's on its own. The rest of the country they're kind of together, but you got a big gap in between kind of the Midwest and the West Coast. And you know, it's great that Oregon and Washington are in the Big Ten, but you miss Stanford, you miss Cal, you miss some of those other matchups. And I just think with the way things are going right now, I think at some point, maybe not even that far down the road, you're going to have just a bunch of teams that are in one kind of super conference competing for the playoffs and competing for a national championship. And I think you'll probably see more West Coast. It might not be as crazy as the travel schedule is right now. Like UCLA, for example, they're traveling 22,000 miles this year. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Hey, we all for the money, Scott. We know it's all for the money.
I know. And it's good money, too. I do it, too. I mean, for the amount of money they're getting paid, I would walk from D.C. to Los Angeles and take my chances on surviving.
Scott Schrader is joining us here, covers all things USC. We know Miller Moss is going to be running for his life the next bunch of games. What do you foresee? What is the likeliest outcome for USC the rest of the season? We know they don't end on a high note. It's not going to be easy taking on Notre Dame.
No, it's not. You know, that's, you know, before the season, that would have been one of the games you would have kind of put in the likely loss column. But yeah, you know, I think they're going to be competitive. They're going to have a chance to win all their games. They're certainly going to have a chance. They're good enough to beat Notre Dame. There's no doubt about that. But if you're talking about not getting the pass protection, you know, I think you're going to be challenged, obviously, the most when Notre Dame plays USC at the Coliseum at the end of the regular season. But as far as the quarterback situation, I mean, if you're not winning games, don't you look at every element of the football program to see where you might be able to get better and just give it a shot? You know, I think that, you know, even if they brought in, they have a backup quarterback who's really, really mobile, and we've seen teams do it where maybe they get into fourth and one situations or you know, third, fourth, and goal situations. And they either bring in a guy that can run the ball a little bit. Maybe USC, maybe that might be a move that they make for a couple plays a game. And who knows where that leads. But there's no question right now Miller Moss is the guy for Lincoln Riley. And I suppose if they have to, they'll cross that road at some point.
Is there any chance? We got 12 playoff spots now. Is there any chance they get so hot that they end up in that top 12?
No. No, they That I think that went out the window. You know, it was. I think that, you know, there was talk. It's all talk, too. None of us have any idea what's going to happen. There's a lot of circumstances that have to play itself out. But after the Penn State game, I guess if they went on a run and didn't lose a single football game the rest of the year, there might have been a bit of hope. But that loss at Maryland, man, nah, it's over after that one.
Yeah, the 29-28. Well, they got a Friday matchup against Rutgers. Yeah. We know Los Angeles is going to be real busy. How long is it going to take you to get to the game? Are you flying? Like, how are you getting there? Because getting in a car with the Dodgers and the Lakers, it is going to be wild out there.
It really is. I think there's a Kings game that night, too. So there's a hockey game. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I'll tell you what. It's one of those Friday nights where I would rather not be in Los Angeles, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, there's some great I guess if I had to choose a game, I'd be at the World Series. I mean, come on, it's the Dodgers and the Yankees. But you know, this is a game. You know, it's just if USC loses this one, I can't even imagine what Sunday is going to be like.
Oh, it's going to be tough. Let me ask you this, Scott. Totally unrelated, based on what you just said. If you don't want to be in L.A. in the county, to forget just the city on Friday, what are you going to do when the Olympics comes to town?
You know what's crazy about that is that we all talked about the Olympics. I'm old enough, by the way, to have been able to go to the Olympics in 84. But we talked that was a topic for months leading up. How is L.A. going to deal with us with the traffic? And there was none. People just knew they had to stay home.
Touche.
Sometimes I guess we, those of us in Southern California, are smart a few times every few decades.
And stay home. Not too bad. Good advice. Hey Scott, where can people?
But you got a point though. I think it's you know, I don't think that's going to happen this time. By the way, we're just going to stay off the roads. But you know, it's going to Friday night's going to be a bit nutty though.
People want to be outside and take photos and selfies, and I was here and I was there and I'm important. That's what people want to do, Scott.
Yes, we see that daily.
New world. Well, hopefully the next time we have a chat, it'll be on a positive note with USC, and hopefully it's good news for Lincoln Riley. Where can people follow you and all of your work covering this team?
Well, our website is WeAreSC.com. It's WEAreSC.com. We're part of the On3.com network. Thanks for that plug, by the way. And I'm on social media. It's just my name, Scott Schrader. And we also have our On3, I guess, Twitter account. But that's about it. But the website's a place to go. And what's really cool about what we have is, you know, we offer the content we do. We inform people. We give them a perspective you're not going to get maybe from a lot of the outlets. But we have a really, really great community and a message board, and that's one of the things that keeps us unique. So, anyway, wearesc.com.
Hey, thank you so much, Scott. If you see Shiano, tell him he's in Los Angeles. It's okay to smile, okay? Tell him that.
Oh, has he got an issue with smiling?
I think so most times. He looks like he's had a sour patch or something. He needs to smile.
Let me ask you this. Yes. I know you want to get going, but
yeah,
haven't they overall really done a great job there, though?
It's name. That's it. It's just the name. It's Rutgers. Come on now. What's exciting about them? Nothing. They play in the shadow of New York. Greg Schiano is just back, and it's. I don't want to call it a nostalgia play because it hasn't been on that long, but he's back and. What else is anybody going to be happy about is Rutgers. They do have a good basketball program now. Football so much, they get paid to get stomped on by everybody else.
All right. Well, somebody has to be that team. Yeah, USC's looking like that right now, so hopefully they can change that.
What, the team that gets paid to get smashed in the Big Ten? I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Scott.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. We'll catch you on down the line, Scott.
All right, man. Thanks.
No doubt about it. That's Scott Schrader, covers USC for On3. Man, Hickey, remember that guy from Rutgers? That angry guy who called up a couple months ago?
That's right.
I didn't expect to, you know, tell the truth about Rutgers. I didn't expect to, but Scott asked. I mean, Shiano was there just because of his name. Like, what is going on with the record? Does anybody, Hickey, let me ask you this. You're in New York. Does anybody care about Rutgers football if you're not, like, a Rutgers student or alum?
There's one guy that works here that is somewhat of a Rutgers fan, claims. Man. He does not know who they played or the results of last week.
So Oh, my God.
That is the extent of the Rutgers fandom of non-alumni, and even probably some alumni, most alumni.
Well, they already lost to one L.A. team. UCLA beat them. And now, damn it, is a they gotta go to California and lose to the other one. Damn. Do the students see outside though? Can they go outside?
Rutgers students?
Yeah. Well, what happens? Does the football team, do they see outside? No, right? They keep them under lock and key so they don't go outside and do something stupid.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
What do they do? Just take them, stick them in a hotel. You stay here.
You stay here.
You got to let them out onto the boulevard.
No.
It's not a good idea.
Well, you know.
No, it's not.
You got to lock in. You got to look at the game plan, you know?
Okay.
You got to study. I mean, this team stinks right now. You can't afford you walking down the boulevard. What, Rodeo Drive looking a shop? Come on.
You're right. I mean, well, they got NIL money. You're right. They can afford shopping.
I guess you're right. They can. More than old days.
It's only a few years ago they couldn't afford food.
Come a long way.
These guys are buying, got Bentley sponsorships. And not nobody at Rutgers, though. Not nobody. Car dealer said, give me that car back. You suck. Win some games first, and you'll get a car. Win some games. Here's a sandwich and a pizza. What else is over by Rutgers? You get a pizza, a sandwich.
That's it. There's nothing over there.
Oh, goodness.
Stay out of trouble. You know, you want to stay inside at Rutgers. You don't have to worry about, you know, keeping those kids under lock and key.
Oh.
That man. Area over there. Woof.
Oh, you're worse than me. Try to be nice. I think I drove over. Did I drive over there? I don't even know where I put my car. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I still had it. I was able to leave.
Me too.
Goodness gracious. Hi, Piscataway. That's where they at, right? Piscataway?
You know it.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Piscataway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, if I missed it. I put my hand up on your... Okay, I'll stop. Because I'm classy, as the caller said. I'm very classy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, thank you so much to somebody else. Very, very classy. Thank you, Scott Schrader, for joining us in the last break to talk about USC football, how bad they are and what they need to do. And he basically said, college football playoff, no, they're cooked. Opened up the season by beating LSU. Three straight losses. Can't beat nobody. Nobody. 855-212-4227. Speaking of nobody, we just heard this from Rich Ackerman. Man, we got the season underway. New York Knicks trying to figure out what basketball is right now. What defense is the Celtics? Yeah, the team that won a championship. 74-55 leading these Knicks. Jason Tatum out here already. Goodness gracious. 25 points in the first half. I said he was going for 30. Well, I think he's going to get that comfortably. Los Angeles Lakers and Minnesota, they tip off in a little more than an hour. Bronny James and LeBron, father and son. Let's see if Bronny plays, when he plays, how many minutes he plays. The Griffies, I don't think, showed up. Just to waste their damn time. 855-212-4227. Hey, how about this? Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, my buddy JR?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, JR, well, I'm loving it that Lamar is having another MVP caliber season. But I was wondering, what do you think about football going through the same system like baseball? Like baseball has a AL MVP and a football MVP. And, baseball has an AFC, AL and an NL MVP. You think it would be good if football went to, like, an AFC MVP and an NFL?
I don't know. I like the fact of having one MVP. And I think in baseball, I know it's different. Let's be real. We've had an American League MVP and a National League MVP because they were both separate, operating under different rules. But if you now take a look at modern-day baseball, you can forget interleague play. That doesn't even get uttered anymore because everybody's playing everybody. Everyone is playing under the DH rules. And so, to be honest, and I don't think it's going to change because of tradition, I wouldn't be mad, and it's really still there because of tradition, I wouldn't be mad if baseball said, hey, let's give one MVP. And if that were the case, like this year, it would go to Ohtani. You understand? So
But it's so hard. I mean, because when you have people having phenomenal seasons, you know, to limit it to one, it's kind of,
What's the difference? Everybody in the NFL is playing under the same rules. Why we got to give away two MVPs? Like, I wouldn't be mad if baseball said, hey, we got one Cy Young Award winner. It will go to Scooble, you know, and it would go to Ohtani. But we got to give away a trophy to everybody because they were good? Nah, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. All right, Jay, when are you coming to Baltimore, man?
Man, I was just in Baltimore like a month and a half ago. Where you been?
Oh, you know we're supposed to get together and have a beer or something. Man. Oh, man.
I was at Morgan State University. I can't go to the school drunk now. Come on.
Oh, God. Afterwards, man.
Okay. After, you want me to get drunk after the students?
Yeah. After you go to Morgan.
Screw them kids. You're 100% correct. Hey, thank you, Mike.
All right, JR.
Appreciate
Take care,
you,
buddy.
Thank you. Hickey, was that great advice? Was that good advice or bad advice?
That was great advice. That was very mature advice.
Don't drink before talking to the students.
Right.
Drink after I talk to the students.
After the job is done.
Okay. Good idea. Hey, speaking of Baltimore, we saw what they did last night, beating Tampa Bay. And let's give you this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members, they are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Yesterday, Ravens defensive back Marlon Humphrey, he wasn't drunk at work. This man, he tormented Baker Mayfield and the Bucs, their entire offense. He intercepted Mayfield twice while also knocking away two other passes in Baltimore's 41-31 win. Marlon Humphrey, he did leave the game with a knee injury, and we don't know the severity of it yet. Everybody just is getting hurt. And now the guy, whoever that guy called from Alabama, he's mad again. We're not talking about Jared Goff. But you know what? I said, hey, the Lions are expected to do some winning. They're expected to do some damage. Number one offense. Well, speaking of damage, how about one of his leading targets, one of his leading receivers right behind Amon-Ra St. Brown? Well, let's just say he's dealing with some injuries or issues of his own. How the hell is Jameson Williams in trouble again? Listen to this from CBS Detroit.
This is a CBS News Detroit update.
Good morning, I'm Sandra Ali. Here's a look at your top headlines on this Tuesday morning. Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams reportedly now suspended for two games for violating the league's performance-enhancing substances policy. ESPN broke the news late Monday night. A two-game suspension would mean he misses Sunday's game against the Titans and then a critical game against Green Bay. This would be Williams' second suspension. You might remember he was suspended four games at the start of last season. That was for violating the league's gambling policy. According to ESPN, Williams says he's in good spirits and wants to play again as soon as possible.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, them Flintstone vitamins will do you in every time, man.
Jeez.
Every time. We don't even know. It's none of my business. We don't know what performance enhancing. What did they say? That's a specific word. Yeah, performance enhancing substance. I don't know. A two-game ban? What? If it was drugs, he'd be out. But, I mean, I don't know.
Isn't a normal PED ban like six games?
Yeah, what could you possibly do for performance enhancing? I don't know.
That's only two games. Is there like half a pill?
That he got at the gas station, maybe.
A third, yeah. The generic brand, they felt bad for him. This idiot. I mean, he's taking technically PEDs, but this thing's doing nothing for him.
I heard a lot of those things help with blood flow for the game, you know?
So,
went to the gas. He's had issues. You might recall that Jameson Williams, he was hurt coming out of Alabama. He had that torn ACL, so missed a bunch of games in his rookie season. Only played six. And then last year, he had a 3-game suspension for gambling. You know, we talked. He said Reek Woolen was, looking at games illegally on a stream. Well, we had Jameson Williams. He was illegally gambling while at work. The NFL suspended him there. And this year, he's been awesome. He's their number two receiver behind Amon-Ra St. Brown, 361 yards to go along with 3 touchdowns. And now he's going to be gone for 2 games. And Dan Campbell is just like, listen, I ain't got nothing to say. We'll do what we need to do. I'm sure Dan Campbell, Dan Campbell looks like he shakes up his players. Like he can physically shake you up and hurt you. Well, he can.
He can, and maybe he should.
Yeah, maybe. Shake the out of this guy. Shake some common sense into him. There we go. There's a clean version of it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more NFL, give you an update on the NBA. I can't believe, are we going to see Bronny James? It's like Sasquatch. Don't move.